Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where we still have the free exchange of ideas. And every once in a while, there will be a newspaper column or a contribution by a journalist that will produce a furious response. That is the case with a column that I shared with you yesterday by Catherine Kirsten. It was in the Minneapolis Star Tribune, but it has been rightly circulated all around the country and all around the world. It's a column about a new secular religion, an intolerant religion, a fanatical religion. And she says even a puritanical religion. And what she writes in her column is what is unfolding before our eyes is a new secular religion. But for all of its claims of inclusivity, this new faith is deeply intolerant. Catherine Kirsten is a senior policy fellow at the Center for the American Experiment in the Twin Cities. Well, congratulations on scoring some real points and generating some extremely fervent opposition, Catherine.
Well, thank you, Michael. It's very interesting to see a conversation like this develop, to be sure.
It is. Okay, so what are the aspects of a traditional religion that characterize this new religion of wokeness on the issue of, quote, racial justice? Why is it religious rather than just regular standard secular liberal politics?
Well, what I do in my column is to describe, as you say, the fact that what we see unfolding before our eyes is a 21st century version, a twisted version of America's earliest religious zealots, that is, the Puritans. Today, I think in a word, we can say that woke is the new saved. And there are many parallels with Puritanism in its extreme version, that is, the version that produced the witch hunts. One of the most important, of course, is this core tenet of early Puritanism of innate depravity, and that's the idea that human beings are inherently wicked as a result of original sin. And what I write is that today's woke faith is preaching an updated version, but America's original sin has become white supremacy.
Okay, and so basically what the people who practice this new religion are saying is that, look, we have this tremendous, tremendous problem. We've had it for 400 years. It is this establishment of systemic racism. You hear that a lot. And all we're engaged in doing is trying to wake people up so that we can dismantle systemic racism. First of all, do you agree that systemic racism exists and that it pollutes every aspect of American life?
No, I would strongly disagree with that. I mean, nobody can deny the heritage of American slavery, which, of course, was not American in its origins. This is something that that began long before our nation became a nation in the earliest days of British colonization. But I find it so interesting that the people we're discussing refuse to look at the extraordinary things that have been done to overcome the heritage of slavery, starting with the American Revolution itself, but looking more recently at the Civil Rights Act of 1964, decades of affirmative action, massive social welfare spending, you know, two terms of a black president. These kinds of things are invisible. They have to blot these out because it complicates so greatly their simple-minded and one-dimensional message.
Okay. One of the simple-minded and one-dimensional responses to your column came in from someone named Eric Barstad in Minneapolis.
Oh, yes. I love it.
And Yeah, he says, incredibly, although Kirsten herself makes a purely theoretical argument, she has the gall to tell us it is the proponents of racial justice who are scared of data and objective analysis. Well, here's some data. In Minneapolis, black people make up 19% of the population, yet they're the subject of 66% of police uses of force. In Minnesota, 65% of white fourth graders are reading proficient, compared to 31% of black fourth graders. To that, you, Catherine Kirsten, say...
Yes, of course. What's most interesting here are these statistics that... writers of this kind of letter leave out. For example, looking at the disparities when it comes to out-of-wedlock birth rates among white people and Asians here in the Twin Cities and black residents, you know, gaping disparities there. We all know that social science has firmly established that when children are raised in a home without a father, they face a real uphill battle in many cases when it comes to success in life. And, of course, writers like this leave out the fact that, tragically, what is it, something like 52% of homicides in America today are committed by black men, young black men, generally speaking, although, you know, they're very...
Against black victims, against almost entirely against black victims as well, and that's more to the point.
Precisely.
Let's go back to this, because one of the classic reposts you will hear is this out-of-wedlock birth rate is a legacy of slavery. And the fact is that during the slave period, slaves were not allowed to marry, and very often evil white masters, and this is true, would sell off slave families to different plantations just to keep people separate. So do you know the right answer to that, right?
Yes, of course. And I think here we can lament the decline of the black church, which stepped into the breach there and was so instrumental in helping the black family to come together after slavery. But we need only to look back to, what, 1965, wasn't it? Daniel Patrick Moynihan's lament about a 25% out-of-wedlock birth rate at that point all those years ago in black families, saying this was a national emergency. And today it's, what, close to 70%. In cities like St. Paul, most recently I saw it's more like 90%.
And it's over 25% for white people, which is a gigantic problem for the future. But look, the other thing about this, Thomas Sowell, the great African-American scholar and economist at Stanford, he makes the point that if you look at the statistics of out-of-wedlock birth, there didn't used to be this huge gap between blacks and whites a generation or even two generations after slavery.
Correct.
And the fact is, to say that slavery has somehow had this buried impact, that it has more of an impact on people living 150 years after slavery than it did on people living 20 years after slavery, that makes no sense at all. We will be right back. We will take your calls with Catherine Kirsten. Her piece is posted at our website, and it's an outstanding piece. It's called Racial Justice, the New Religion. And by the way, aren't you a little bit tired of that term, racial justice? Because how can anyone be against racial justice? Okay, so what does it mean to be for racial justice? We will get to that. Because I think most conservatives, and certainly I know the Center for the American Experiment, which is the think tank that Catherine Kirsten is affiliated with in Minnesota, is very much in favor of justice and racial equality. But what does that really mean? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. A few minutes more with Catherine Kirsten, and your calls, if you wish, coming right up.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Michael Medved Show, pleased to be joined by Catherine Kirsten, who wrote a dynamite column that has produced an explosive response, by the way. The column is called Racial Justice, the New Religion? It's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Catherine, let's go to our callers. We have David in Issaquah, Washington. David, you're on the Medved Show with Catherine Kirsten.
Thanks, guys. I was wondering what you thought about the anti-racism theology being proposed by Irwin Kendi, and how that posits racial disparities and the causes of them, and is that something we should be teaching to our children in schools?
Well, I think we're likely to agree this is not something we should be teaching to our children in schools. In fact, it's a very dangerous and internally incoherent theology or ideology. I think it resembles Robin DiAngelo's white fragility, these kinds of things we're seeing more and more of in our schools. I think at the bottom here is something very, very distressing, and that is a complete removal of the idea of personal responsibility and accountability. It's determinism, right? So the idea is that if you are a white person, you can't help yourself. You have no moral agency. You are guilty of racism because of the color of your skin. You're guilty of cruel, implicit bias, acts of microaggression that you don't even intend, right? But the same thing is true if you're black. If you're black, your improving your situation depends entirely on what white people do. Right? You have no moral agency whatsoever. You're born a victim, and only white people can rescue you. It's so false. The history it's based on is so false and very damaging to young children.
When people talk about correcting the systemic racism, their number one focus appears to be defunding the police. Can you even begin to talk about how defunding the police, saying not eliminating the police department? Well, that's what they're trying to do in Minneapolis, right? To eliminate the police department entirely.
We started.
Isn't that where they're going in Minneapolis?
Yep.
Yeah. So wouldn't how is that supposed to help the black community?
It's not working so well, Michael. It's only beginning. But I can tell you that as of last week when I submitted my column, the rate of homicides here had doubled over this time last year. And there was a 60% increase in shootings. I think I saw today that in New York, where similar kinds of things are on their way, what was it, 220% increase? In homicide, some massive increase of that kind. It's a utopian vision. Our city council basically wants to replace peace officers largely with social workers. I think any person of common sense can imagine how that's likely to end.
Well, if the statistics are correct, including statistics that you've cited, that a very disproportionate number of black people are arrested, then what's wrong with the logic that the left advances, that just getting rid of the police and stopping arrests altogether will be a tremendous boon and benefit to the black community?
Well, of course, that's incoherent. And you see that people of all races, certainly black people here in Minneapolis, in more high crime neighborhoods are pleading with city authorities not to do this. They see the consequences on their doorsteps. Whereas the city council members here, several of them have hired private security guards. My understanding is at public expense. We can't have police for ordinary people, but they're going to have taxpayer-sponsored protection.
The other thing that I think we have to constantly remember and remind people of is that as much as black people may be overrepresented in the number of arrests and the number of convictions and the people in prison, black people are even more overrepresented as victims. And
yes.
Victims not of systemic racism, victims of black-on-black crime.
Yes.
And what I don't even begin to understand is how anyone can have a coherent thought process that would lead to the idea that reducing police protection would reduce the number of black victims who are vastly, and by a factor of much more than 10 to 1, more likely to be victims of other civilians in their neighborhoods and communities than they are police officers.
Exactly. And that's why I say in my column that what we're looking at here is a movement that elevates passion over reason and dogma over data. These kinds of fact-based arguments have to be silenced because the ordinary person understands how foolish they are.
Where do we go from here, Catherine Kirsten? We have just a few minutes left to us. This movement, there continue to be demonstrations virtually every night. You will find in a lot of very nice all-white suburban neighborhoods, people have signs that say silence equals violence or Black Lives Matter. What happens to our country in the next couple of years?
Well, what a good question. Everyone is asking it. I think that the fruits of this kind of thinking are becoming more evident every day. And it's simply unsustainable. You know, we can hope and pray that common sense will prevail here. And I have some confidence that it will.
And what can our leader... Minnesota used to have some solid conservative or at least moderate leadership,
right,
by people like Tim Pawlenty and Norm Coleman.
Right.
There were giants in the earth in those days compared to what you got now. What happened in your state?
Oh, gosh. You know, we've always been a so-called progressive state, historically speaking. But I think here people, especially in the cities, are just losing touch with reality. That's not true in greater Minnesota, as we call it, outstate Minnesota, which remains very reliably red versus the deep blue of our Twin Cities. But when you ask about what can be done, I think really in one sense, we need to start viewing human beings as individuals, not first and foremost as representatives of their skin color. And we need to follow the advice of Martin Luther King in that respect and focus on the development of character and habits that are going to lead to personal success rather than inculcating a kind of victim mentality that can only destroy the life chances of the non-white people it's supposed to be assisting.
And destroy the life chances for our country, because if this is a country that can never, ever, ever, ever purge its guilt for the past, even the distant past, then what hope is there for constructive reform? Catherine Kirsten's piece is posted on our website. Catherine, I hope you'll rejoin us again and keep talking sense. When we come back, comparing endorsing Biden to eating something very unpleasant. Who said it? A former Bernie co-chair. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During a Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee hearing, Attorney General Bill Barr is addressing the violence going on in Portland, Oregon.
Federal courts are under attack. Since when is it okay to try to burn down a federal court?
The Attorney General also says,
if someone went down the street to the Prettyman Court here, that beautiful courthouse we have right at the bottom of the hill, and started breaking windows and firing industrial-grade fireworks in to start a fire, throw kerosene balloons in, and start fires in the court, is that okay? Is that okay now? No, the U.S. Marshals have a duty to stop that and defend the courthouse, and that's what we are doing in Portland.
The public is honoring Congressman John Lewis today as he lies in state at the Capitol. He will be outside the East Plaza steps before he is moved to the Georgia Capitol tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Michael Medved Show. President Trump is going to be holding a news conference on the very latest with the Republican coronavirus federal response. This is called Phase 4. And I remember they used to have a Phase 4 audio system years ago. that was the, when I say years ago, I'm talking about 40 years ago. And Phase 4 stereo. Well, this is Phase 4 federal coronavirus response. And the Republicans have unveiled their proposal. I believe the president will be commenting about it. I hope that they can all get on the same page and do something, or maybe not. I mean, would it actually crash our attempt at an economic recovery, or our attempts at dealing with a pandemic, if the Senate didn't pass something, and then they would have to go to long, painful negotiations with Nancy Pelosi in the House, because they've already passed. They've passed a bill for $3 trillion. That's $3,000 billion that the House passed. The Senate bill is supposed to be $1 trillion. That's $1,000 billion. Meanwhile, this is not worth anything like that. But there's a woman named Nina Turner, and you've seen her on TV. She's a state senator from Ohio, from Cleveland. And she is a former co-chair of the Bernie Sanders campaign. She is also a national placeholder, office holder in Our Revolution, which is the ongoing political action committee associated with Bernie Sanders. Okay, Senator Turner just gave an interview to Atlantic Magazine, and she used some colorful language. She compared backing Joe Biden for president to eating a bowl of
it is basically insane.
Yes, eating a bowl of excrement. That's what she did. She said it's like saying to somebody, you have a bowl of beep, S word, in front of you, and all you've got to do is eat half of it instead of the whole thing.
Are you joking?
It's still,
is this a joke?
It's still beep, she said. She is a longtime ally of Sanders. What is she so upset about Joe Biden? Actually, I find this somewhat encouraging. If true radicals and Sandersnistas, people like Senator Nina Turner, are saying that Joe Biden is so terrible, it's not because he's too radical. It's because they perceive him as too moderate, too old. I don't know. They just perceive him as, it can't be that he's too old. Bernie's older. Yes, even older. Isn't it amazing? And then we have the details that have come out about the new Republican bill to try to restart the economy and to provide relief for all Americans who are stuck with the impact of the partial lockdowns, the somewhat lockdowns. By the way, the news today from Major League Baseball is truly terrible, because if very young, healthy people, and look, obviously, if you're playing Major League Baseball, you're in superb shape. If 12 players for the Miami Marlins can end up testing positive for COVID, and you say, well, maybe it's a false positive. Generally, what they tell you about the testing is there are a lot of false negatives. There aren't many false positives. Most people who get the positives have the disease. They have the virus. And look, I hope the players get better, but for goodness sake, it just seems to me that if with all of the medical attention and other attention and the millions of dollars invested in trying to get this baseball season in, I do think if there is another team, even one other team, that has anything like this with a bunch of positive tests, and it could be the Philadelphia Phillies, who are actually playing this Marlins team in Philadelphia, it's going to be a very, very big problem. Let us go to John in Kansas City, Missouri. John, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hey, afternoon, Michael. How are you?
I'm very well, sir. I hope you're enjoying
good.
The summer.
Good. I spoke to your screener, and I'd like to kind of push back on your last guest. But one thing I do hate is the word race relations. I hate that word because that is construed that we had a relationship to begin with. And the type of relationship we had was a one-way relationship. You understand where I'm getting at?
So what term would you like to substitute for race relations?
Well, I just like to call it what it is. You guys hate the talking about the new religion. Well, if that's the case, that religion has been practiced since we've been enslaved. Racial justice. From Frederick Douglass to John Lewis. It's the same thing. So it really has changed. So some things have changed, you know, to a bit. But I hate that term, race relations. That's considered like the children who were raped. Oh, we had a real good relationship. Race relations.
Okay, no. I understand your reluctance, and I don't love the term either. It's just I'm trying to think of what you substitute. In other words, you want to talk about racial issues? The point over here, John, is whether you want to call it race relations or you want to call it a guaranteeing equality before the law, or guaranteeing equality of opportunity, whatever you want to call it. We have some work to do in America. So, can you think of some way to respond to this that doesn't imply that there is an ongoing relationship?
Well, the best thing I can say is, as long as the white establishment here gets out of our way, we've been very profitable. We can do.
Yes,
what
exactly.
We need to do. Okay, but the problem is, as soon as we get something started, say like Central Park used to be lived by blacks, Charlotte, North Carolina was the city they ran out, and Juneteenth, Tulsa, Oklahoma. So every time we get a monicum of something, people really get firebombed. You want to talk about like the churches? Oh, how the heck you used to burn down our churches. And just recently, you just went in and shot up several people in churches. So don't about, oh, man, the black church is going to,
just one thing. Just
by the white establishment.
Just one thing. Just one thing. Okay, just one thing. Dylann Roof is not the white establishment. Dylann Roof was a neo-Confederate, a crazy, evil, horrible person who deserves the death penalty. And the white establishment, even in South Carolina, sort of the home of secession, responded from Nikki Haley, who, by the way, isn't white. She's Asian. But Nikki Haley and everybody else in South Carolina responded by actually taking down the Confederate flag, finally, which should have been done before. See, and let me just leave you with this, John. The way that you are blaming white people in general for the hideous actions of people like Dylann Roof in South Carolina, you hate that, and rightly so, if someone blames black people in general for the crimes that some individuals may have committed. We will be right back with a big announcement from Joe Biden. What is it? We'll tell you coming right up.
Become a MedHead
and receive 50% off History Store downloads for all annual members. Join today at michaelmedved.com.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Maybe you're skeptical that Relief Factor, 100% drug-free Relief Factor, can really help you get out of pain. I can understand if Relief Factor were a brand new product. Sure, I'd be skeptical too. But Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, started the company almost 7 years ago. And we've been talking about it all that time, virtually every day. And now tens of thousands of people have ordered the 3-week quick start and are taking it every day to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is here to stay for a very good reason. So go ahead, be a little skeptical, but I suggest you might become like me and so many others who've tried it, a believer. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, or back pain in my case, from just getting older, exercise, or everyday living, the 3-week quick start is discounted to only $19.95. It's like a trial pack. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Netto Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Okay, there are all kinds of reports that are somewhat conflicting about when it is that Joe Biden is going to make a final announcement. The campaign apparently has informed people that he is on the verge of announcing his selection for vice president. I think the implication is he has already made the selection. But the New York Magazine, at least, is reporting that he will announce that selection on August 1st, which is this coming Saturday. I don't know how that makes sense. Generally, Saturday is not a great news day, and this would dominate the news in any event. He did promise that the announcement would be coming sometime right after the 1st of August. I wouldn't be surprised if it comes right before, if we get the announcement Friday, or if at least it gets to be known by people. But, of course, they will want to do an event, and I'm sure Biden will make some kind of dramatic public announcement, and while keeping socially distant from his running mate, then she will come up. And yes, of course, it will be a she. It would be unbelievably damaging to Biden's credibility in his campaign if he just forgot about that promise he made to appoint a female running mate. So it will be one of the women who is being considered. The New York Times today seemed to be pushing Susan Rice, who has never, ever run for anything. And that's interesting. And Susan Rice, a former U.N. ambassador, former national security advisor to President Obama, I think that there are a number of reasons that she would be more problematic. Do I believe it is very likely that one of the considerations he's going to have for a running mate at this point will be not only a female, but most likely a black female? I think that is very likely. Particularly because of that moment that we are in right now. Val Demings, who I think is the most obvious choice for Vice President Biden, just said to The Hill, "I'm chomping at the bit to answer questions about Biden's running mate search." So I don't know what that means. If it means that she is certainly one of the people that people are talking about right now are Val Demings, the congresswoman from Florida, a career cop, which is definitely going to be a very big plus in a Democratic Party that is posturing itself more and more as anti-police, which is a basically a prescription for political suicide in this country. And also on the list and serious list is Karen Bass, who is the chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus. I think she has a gigantic problem. She's from California, and Biden doesn't need any help at all in California. He does need help in Florida. That's Florida was very close last time. It's likely to be very close again. So Val Demings helps him there. The other problem with Karen Bass is she is very much associated with proposals for reparations. And that's not going to fly. And then there is Kamala Harris, Susan Rice, I mentioned. And then as a very much a long shot, people are talking still about Stacey Abrams, though Stacey Abrams has never held any office more consequential than state senator in Georgia, and that only for a term. I think Stacey Abrams is unlikely. Vanity Fair says Biden's vice presidential pick will be truly consequential in this consequential election year. If he wins, Biden, who turns 78, in November, in other words, before he's inaugurated, will be the oldest president in U.S. history. And while it's unlikely he would ever signal that he'll only serve one term, as that would make him a lame duck president, diminish his clout and leverage, it would not be a surprise if that turned out to be the case. In fact, it would be a huge surprise if he is so successful as president that he would run for re-election at age 82. I mean, really, to begin your second term at 82, then the actuarial tables are not really working in your favor. This means that Biden's running mate, writes Vanity Fair, would be the odds-on favorite to be, if not the next president, certainly the party's presidential nominee in 2024. That means that Biden's designated VP will get that much more attention and scrutiny. It's going to be big news, and it's going to be even bigger news because of COVID, which has knocked out most campaign activity and on-site reporting. Jeremy has an unusual suggestion that he sent my way. I will share it with people. It's I don't think likely to happen. The suggestion being Caitlyn Jenner. Why? Because she, well, she's an Olympic gold medal winner when she was a he. And again, that massive trans vote is up for grabs. I don't think it really is up for grabs. I think that given the fact that President Trump has expressed, I think, appropriate skepticism about the government paying for gender reassignment or gender confirmation surgery, they say now. For the government to pay that and use taxpayer money to pay that, probably not the very best idea. The president is going to be speaking in minutes about the very latest on the GOP $1 trillion HEALS Act. And I don't know if the HEALS Act is an acronym. These usually are. And help, emergency, I don't know how what the ALS stands for. It does not stand for Lou Gehrig's disease in this case. The HEALS Act is a mess. I'm sorry, it's a mess. And I understand what the Republicans are trying to do. They're trying to respond to the Democratic Act, which passed the House, which is even more of a mess. The Democratic Act is totally irresponsible. But what I don't understand is at this point in the pandemic, what you're trying to do other than just buying votes by sending out $1,200 to every household earning below $75,000 in this country. It was 159 million checks like that that came out last time. And I know that it's nice and it's helpful, and but again, they're going to do something about trying to extend the supplement to unemployment benefits. The way this has been covered by the press, of course, is completely misleading. The Republicans do not want to cut off unemployed people with no help, with no ability to move forward. What Republicans want to do is to make it so that people do not get more by staying home unemployed than they would get if they got a job. You want to maintain that incentive to actually go out and get a job. Now, look, people can say that there are lots of reasons you would want to get a job, not just how much you earn, but how much you earn is part of it. And right now, just as Ben Sasse and Tim Scott, two of the finest U.S. senators, predicted before the last relief package was passed back in March, you have they estimate 20 million people who are receiving this $600 weekly supplement, so it's $2,400 a month. You're receiving a $600 weekly supplement to your unemployment benefits, so you're making more money being unemployed than you would if you did get a job. And Chuck Grassley has put together a means that is in this bill that would allow people to still get a federal supplement that would bring them up to 70% of what they once earned, but not to allow people to be paid more than they once earned. It makes no sense at all for the government to pay people more for not working than people would be paid for working. So what does President Trump have to say about all of this? Would there be enough Republican votes, because there probably won't be any Democratic votes, to pass something like this in the Senate? And then what happens with the compromise, where the Democrats, again, want to spend $3 trillion? No one knows for sure. No one knows for sure who Biden is going to appoint. We will cover it all, and when the president steps up, we will go to him live in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Can't get a Wi-Fi signal where you want it? There's a new solution out there from Sea Crane. It extends your Wi-Fi range up to half a mile away. Wi-Fi is super important, but the Wi-Fi signal doesn't travel very far. Sea Crane has a new solution called the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System. It provides a new reliable Wi-Fi to half a mile away, and it works with all Wi-Fi devices and saves you the cost of a new internet service. The CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System provides basic internet service for surfing the web, making Skype calls, watching standard quality video on TV, and most important, streaming audio from CRN Talk Radio. You must have a line of sight view between the CC Vector and your host router. Best of all, you have C-Crane's friendly crew to help you set it up. Check it out, the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System at ccrane.com/booster. That's ccrane.com/booster, or call 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.